God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So what kind of day have you ordered today? Let me guess. Sunshiny, clear sailing, no problems. Okay, but the problem is we don't get the day we order because we don't give the orders. We take them. The Bible says in Psalm 118:24, "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." So we can be thankful, actually, that we don't make this day, that God does. And yet we have a responsibility and we have an opportunity. And that is, what will we make of the day that God has made? Well, let me encourage you to make the most of the day God has made in two ways. Acknowledge Him and call on Him. In Psalm 118, the first verse says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, because His mercy endureth forever." We should give thanks for what God has given, He's good, and for what He has not given, He's merciful. Which is to say, we should acknowledge God in everything. That's gratitude. Gratitude is acknowledging God in what you are and in what you have. So we make the most of the day God has made when we acknowledge Him in the day that He has made. Second of all, call on Him. Verse 5 says, "I called upon the Lord in distress, and the Lord answered me and set me in a large place." I called, God answered. You know, I'm thinking back to Nehemiah, which is, of course, what I'm reading right now. And Nehemiah was a man of great prayer because he was a man of many problems. And anyone that has a lot of problems, if they're wise, will make a lot of prayers and acknowledge God in their day and call on Him in their day. Let me ask you something. Who do you call when you're in trouble? And when do you call? There are many examples of Nehemiah's bold and bald prayers in the book named for him. One of my favorites is verse 4 of chapter 2, where the king recognized that Nehemiah was not happy, and that was dangerous because the courtiers were to make the king happy, and so courtiers that didn't make the king happy weren't kept around, and it didn't go well for them. The king said to Nehemiah, "What's your problem?" And the Bible says, "Then I was very sore afraid." Throughout the Bible, Nehemiah, a man of great passions, was angry or frightened or some other emotion, which was often followed by prayers, and so it was here. "So I prayed to the God of heaven and said unto the king." That's a snap prayer. "I prayed to God, I answered the king." How long do you think that prayer took between the king's question and Nehemiah's answer? I'm guessing it was something like, "God, help." That was a snap prayer based on many long seasons of prayer. But the bottom line is he prayed when he needed it. And friend, we always need it. So call on God when you need it. And that's all the time, more often than we would think. So this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We have joy in our day when we make the most of the day God has made. And we do that by acknowledging Him and calling on Him in this day.